I don't know if you ever asked the question. You said, Jesus, could you show yourself to me?
那有没有问过这样的问题呢？耶稣能不能向我显现
？So I can see you.
那我看见你。
Who ever asked this question?
谁问过这样的问题？
I did.
啊，我问过。
I did. Yes. And for non-Christians, they will ask, "Where is your God? I want to see."
那不信主的人呢？他们就会问：“你的神在哪呢？我想看一看。”
Even you cannot see, how can I see?
那你都看不见，我怎么看得见呢？
And when we become a Christian, we know Jesus is alive, Jesus is true, God is true, but we still want to see Him.
那我们身为基督徒以后，我们知道耶稣是真实的，但是我们还是想要看见他。
You know, so we come to today. I think the Lord wanted me to share this part. You know, we are going to experience Jesus, and He will manifest Himself to us.
那我今天想分享的就是我们会看见耶稣，而且他也会向我们来显现。
And more important, he said.
那更重要的是，他说。
Something else is more important than just seeing him.
那比看见他更重要的一件事是什么呢
？Do you want to know?
想知道。
Yes. Seeing somebody, for sure, you know somebody. Something is more important than seeing somebody.
那你肯定都知道，就是比看见一个人更重要的一件事情是什么
？So this is obvious. When I first saw Susan.That's exciting. No, not really that time.
我第一次见到 Susan 哦，是很激动，但也不是真的很激动。
But that's important.
但是我很重要，要遇见他这一次。
But there are more important things. Is that right?
但是还有更重要的。
Later on, I married her. Is that right?
那我之后我跟他结婚。
Yeah. So for Jesus, we want to see him, but more important, there's more important things in our life.
但是像耶稣一样，我们需要认识他，但我们需要遇见他。但是我们更重要的事情还在后面。
Related to Jesus.
那我们是跟耶稣有关。
So let's read the passage in the Bible.
那我们
Let's turn to John chapter 14.
我们读一读这节经文，约翰福音十四章。
Because in the coming days, everybody will know.That our world, the whole world, is going to shake more and more.
那呢，全世界人都知道，在末后的日子呢，我们这个世界会被震动，越来越多的震动。
Bible prophesied about this.
那圣经也预言了这个。
Even the secular prophets prophesied all the day.
那甚至就是世界上的一些预言家呢，他们也预言了这些事情。
I think in 2024. A lot of people started prophesying about 2024. I don't know if you see that on YouTube. A lot of people try to prophesy.
那很多人在 YouTube 上呢，我也看见很多人就是想要试着就是预言一下2024年会发生什么。
You know, suddenly you see in 2024 there are more prophecies than 2023.
你会觉得2024年的这些预言呢，比2023年当时出来的预言要多。
No matter they are false prophets or true prophets.
那不管是那真的先知还是假先知。
Because people are very, very concerned about what's going to happen after 2024.
因为大家呢都对就是2024年将发生的事情呢非常的感兴趣。
You know, one thing for me to be concerned is, I feel already the shaking is here.
那为什么我对这件事情关注呢？因为我觉得我已经感觉到这个震动。
Quite a few of my tenants did lost their job, but they couldn't pay the rent.
那我的其中几个房客呢，突然就没有工作，没有办法付房租。
And all these things are happening.
那还有这其他事情都在发生。
So that will influence me because I have a higher mortgage interest rate.
那这个对我有很大影响，因为我的这个。贷款利率就高了呀。
So, it's already higher.
啊，你现当然大家的贷款利率已经高了。
So I should have more income to pay, but now I have less. Is that right?
那我本来应该有就是这样足够的收入来付我的 mortgage 我的贷款，但我现在没有了。
No, that's just a simple example.
那只是一个简单的。
I believe many people are going to face many things.
那我也相信很多人都要面临很多事情。
Do you trust the economy in states?
那你相信美国的经济吗
？Do you trust the decisions our government is making?
那你下信任就是我们加拿大政府做的决定吗？
Do you trust the goods you are using, the cheap goods from China, from different places, they are going to still come?
那你会觉得就是那些便宜的货物从中国或者别的国家进来的，它还会继续的就是运到加拿大北美啊？
You know, as I know, I bought a few things from the States.But later on, I found it's made in China.
那我从美国买了一些东西，然后拿到家里看，哎，是中国制造的。
And then, if the relationship between United States and China gets severed, then I have no parts. These machines cannot repair.
那如果美国跟中国的关系紧张的话呢，可能我就买不到，从美国就买不到这些机器的零件。
So, many things are going to shake. These are small things.
那这些都是小事情，但是还有更多的事情会被震动。
So, for Christians, we know that we need God more than ever.
那对于基督徒来讲呢，我们知道我们现在比以前更是要需要耶稣。
Of course, the people in the world need God more than ever.
那当然，世界上的人也是一样，他们比任何时候都更需要耶稣。
That's why we also have this mission.To continue to spread the good news.
所以呢，我们也有这样的使命啊，继续的来传扬福音。
Good news of Jesus Christ, so people can come to the Lord to be blessed.
耶稣基督的福音，以至于更多人呢可以来到耶稣里面。
Of course, Lord is preparing the harvest ground. Many, many people are going to come for the end time harvest.
那当然是耶稣神呢也在预备这个幕后的禾场，在幕后呢会有很多很多人被收割。
However, we Christians, as Christians, we want to be strengthened ourselves.
但是呢，我们作为基督徒呢，我们先要来就是装备，就是坚固我们自己。
One thing we do, we always cry out to God, Lord, we want to know you.
那我们做的一件事情，我们常常做的就是向他呼求，神啊，我想认识你更多。
We want to know you more.
我们想认识你更多。
I want to experience you more.
我想更多的来经历你。
So.That is related to the question I just asked. I really want to see you.
那就是提到我们刚才的问题，我们想看见神。
So let's go to the Bible, and you will find Jesus already know all our questions.
看到圣经，我们就会发现耶稣呢已经知道我们所有的疑问。
So chapter 14, I read English, and Anna will read Chinese. We read verse by verse.
那约翰福音十四章牧师读英文呢，我读中文，我们一节一节读。
Do not let your hearts be troubled.
你们心里不要忧愁。
Trust in God and trust also in me.
你们信神也当信我。
In my father's house are many rooms.
在我父家有很我父的家里有许多住处。
If it were not so, I would have told you.
若是没有，我就早已告诉你们。
I'm going there to prepare a place for you.
我去原是为你们预备地方去。
And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am.
我若去为你们预备的地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里叫你们也在哪里。
You know the way to the place where I am going.
我往哪里去，你们知道，那条路你们也知道。
Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way?
多马对他说，主啊，我们不知道你往哪里去，我们怎么知道那条路呢？
Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life.
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
No one comes to the Father except through me.
若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
If you really know me, you would know my Father as well.
你们若认识我，也就认识我的父。
From now on, you do know him and have seen him.
从今以后，你们认识他，并且已经看见他。
Philip said, "Lord, show us the Father, that will be enough for us."
腓力对他说，求主将父显给我们看，我们就知足了。
Jesus answered, "Don't you know me, Philip?"
耶稣对他说，腓力。我与你们同样长久，你们还不认识我吗？
Even after I have been among you such a long time.
我与你们同在这样长久。
Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father.
人看见了我，就是看见了父。
How can you say, show us the Father?
你怎么说将父显给我们看呢？
Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me?
我在父里面，父在我里面，你不信吗？
The words I say to you are not just my own, rather it is the Father living in me who is doing his work.
我对你们所说的话不是凭着自己说的，乃是住在我里面的父做他自己的事。
Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me.
你们当信我，我在父里面，父也在我里面。
Or at least believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves.
即我不信，也当因我所做的事信我。
I tell you the truth. Anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing.
我实实在在地告诉你，我所做的，信我的人也要做。
He will do even greater things than this, because I am going to the Father.
并且要做比这更大的事，因为我往父那里去。
And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father.
你们奉我的名，无论求什么，我必成就，叫父因儿子得荣耀。
You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it.
你们若奉我的名求什么，我必成就。
If you love me, you will obey what I command, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever.
你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师。
The Spirit of Truth, the world cannot accept him because it never sees him nor knows him.
叫他永远与你同在。就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的。
But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you.
你们却要认识他，因他常在你们里面。
I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you.
我必不撇下你们为孤儿，我必到你们这里来。
Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me, because I live, you also will live.
还有不多的时候，世人不再看见我，你们却看见我，因为我活着，你们也要活着。
On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you.
到那日，你们就知道我在父里面，你们也在我里面，我也在你们里面。
Whoever has my commands and obeys me, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him.And show myself to him.
有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的。爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也要爱他，并且向他显现。
Then Judas, not Judas Iscariot, said, "But Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world?"
犹大不是加勒人犹大问耶稣说：“主啊，为什么要向我们显现，不向世人显现呢？”
Jesus replied, "If anyone loves me,He will obey my teaching.
耶稣回答说，人若爱我，就必遵守我的道。
My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him.
我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里去，与他同住。
He who does not love me will not obey my teaching.
不爱我的人就不遵守我的道。
These words you heard are not my own.
你们所听见的道不是我的。
They belong to the Father who sent me.
乃是差我父，差我来自父之道。
You see, Jesus, the first word is, "Do not let your hearts be troubled."
你看，耶稣的第一句话就是说呢，就是心里，你们的心里不要忧愁。
Because he knows our hearts will be troubled when he's gone.
那因为呢，他知道他离开我们的时候呢，我们就会忧愁。
And here Jesus said many important things, but one thing.I will focus on is Philip and Thomas talked about. Could you show us the Father? That's going to be enough for us.
那呢，这个耶稣这里讲了很多很多，但是呢，我们的重点就在呢，就是腓力跟那个多马问耶稣说，哎，神你在，就是父神在哪里？把父神显现给我们。
But Jesus said, "You have seen the Father if you have seen me."
但是呢，这个耶稣说呢，如果呢，你看见了我呢，就是看见了父。
And so this is a question, and we always ask, you know.
那这就是我们常常问的一个问题。
Could you show us God? Could you show us, you know?
你能不能就向我显现？能不能把神让你向我显现
？Yeah, and then Jesus said, "If you see me, and you see the Father."
那耶稣说了，你看见了我，就是看见了父。
We Christians says, "Even I don't see you." Even I don't see you, Jesus, our Lord. How can we see the Father? You know?
那你可能会问说，哎，我们都没有看见耶稣啊，我们怎么看见神呢？
You know, this is a question I think all the Christians always ask.
那我相信这是很多基督徒呢，就是常常在问的一件事。
Now, and Jesus answered.
那耶稣的回答呢？
Now, first, he will give the Holy Spirit.
那第一呢，他先差派圣灵。
He said, "I will not leave you as orphans."
他说我不会把你放在地上像孤儿一样。
I don't know if you ever felt you are like an orphan as a Christian.
那不知道你们就是作为基督徒，常常会觉得自己是孤儿吗
？I did many, many times.
那我其实以前有常常有这样子的感觉。
When I become a Christian, I found I'm more lonely than before.
那我成为基督徒之后呢？我觉得我比以前还要孤单。
Because I was very fervent sharing gospel, doing this, doing that. People think I am very strong.
因为我就是当时非常火热啊，就跟每个人传福音，他们都觉得我非常刚强。
Actually, when I'm alone, I find I'm very lonely.
但我一个人的时候呢，我就觉得我非常的孤单。
And I said, Lord, you know, did you just ask that kind of questions? Like often.
会常常这样问这样的问题，就像一个孤儿一样在问这些问题。
Nobody understand me.
啊，为什么没有人理解我
？My father, my sister, brothers, they start criticizing me.
啊，我的爸爸还有我的兄弟姐妹就开始来就是攻击我。
Give me a lot of trouble.
给我很多的麻烦。
And my colleagues didn't understand me.
啊，那我的同事呢也不理解我。
This guy, what is he doing every day in the church singing and?
这个人在干嘛？每天都去教会唱歌。
And even the people in the church didn't understand me.
甚至教会里的人也不能理解我。
Because I experienced a healing, you know, my physical healing, and our church at that time didn't emphasize on the miracles at all.
那我当时因为经历了一个很大的就是神迹，就是我身体得了医治。那我们当时的教会呢，他们并不就是着重于就是神迹奇事。
So I just always pray for miracles.
那我就每次都祷告神迹奇事要发生。
But my church didn't pray for miracles.
那我的教会呢是不祷告神迹奇事发生的。
I was very lonely.
那我就觉得非常的孤单。
Anyway, that kind of feeling, you know that. But Lord knows, He said, "I will not leave you as orphans. I will give the Holy Spirit to you."
那这种感觉呢，神知道，所以呢，神说呢，我不会把你们撇下，像孤儿一样。
However, the Christians still said, "It's not enough, Lord. It's not enough. Holy Spirit living in me. I want to see you."
那可是基督徒呢，还是觉得不够，甚至就觉得单单有圣灵不够，还是要看见耶稣的面。
Jesus said in many words, "I am in the Father. Father is in me. I am in you."
那耶稣讲了很多啊，我在父里面，父在我里面，然后你也在我里面。
And we Christians says.Lord, we don't understand what you are talking about.
神，我们不知道你说的是什么。
You come to the pastors, I don't know either.
来到牧师面前问一问，牧师也说我也不太了解。
You know, but Jesus tried to explain.
但是呢，耶稣呢，就是尝试的解释给我们听。
And further and further, and in 21, he said, the one.Okay, those who keep my commands and obey them, he is the one who loves me.
那这里说了21节，有了我的命令呢，又遵守了，这人就是爱我的。
He who loves me will be loved by my Father.
爱我的呢，必蒙我父爱他。
And I too will love him and show myself to him.
我也要爱他，并且向他显现。
Now here, Jesus, you guys don't understand. Let me say more clearly.If you keep my commandments and teachings and obey them, and you are going to be loved by my Father and loved by me, I will show myself to you.
那呢，这个耶稣呢，就是解释的非常的清楚，就是呢，有了我的命令又遵守的呢，父必爱他，然后呢，我们也会向他来显现。
Okay.So this is the way Jesus tried to explain very clearly how he's going to show himself to us.
那呢这个就是耶稣讲的，就是怎么样他能够来向我们显身，向我们显现。
That's the way.
那这就是一个道路，一个。
Because many people said the Holy Spirit is not enough. I want to see Jesus. And here, basically, Jesus, that's the way I will show myself to you.
那因为很多基督徒说呢，有单单有圣灵不够，我们要见到耶稣。那这个就是耶稣的解释，他怎么样来向我们显现。
And show does not mean you have to see with your physical eyes. You might.
那呢，看见呢，不是说你用你的眼睛看见。
You might see with your eyes.
不是说你可能眼睛会看见。
No. You might.
对，你可能会看见，不是说你可能会看见。
But that's not the most important. It's your spirit will clearly see him.
而更重要的是呢，你的这个灵里的可以清楚的看见他。
So you know he's true, he's alive.
你知道他是真实的，他是活着的。
You know he's with you.
你知道他与你同在。
But many Christians still doubt. Is that right?
可是很多基督徒呢还是有怀疑。
But here, the most important is to do what he says.
那呢这里讲最重要的事情就是呢，做他所给我们让我们去做的。
So this is the difference between why many Christians they experience a lot of miracles. Some other ones they never.
那就是为什么呢？有一些基督徒呢，他好像经历很多神迹奇事，但是有一些基督徒呢，他感觉他从来都没有经历过。
Experience his power. That's the way he's showing himself to us.
那呢，你经历他的这个能力呢，就是你能够就是看见他，他向你显现。
So this is talking about keeping the commandments.
那这里讲到呢，就是遵守神的道。
He will manifest himself to us.
他就会向我们来显现。
However, the disciples still wanted to ask.
可是呢，这个门徒呢，还是在继续的问。
And Judas said, "So Lord, why do you show yourself to us but not to the world?"
那犹大就说：“哎呀，主为什么要向我显现？我们显现不向世人显现呢？”
I think this is also a question we all also ask.
可能这也是我们大家要问，常常问的问题。
Because you want to.Your friends to know Jesus.
因为你想要你们身边的
You want the world to know Jesus.
你想要旁边的人认识耶稣。
And this is a legitimate question.
这是一个很合理的一个问题。
And then Jesus answered.
那耶稣回答说。
Again, he said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandment."
那他又说，就是，如果人若爱我呢，就必遵守我的道。
And my Father will love him.
那我父也必爱他。
And we will come to 23, is that right?
23.
And we will come to him and make our home with him.
并且我们要到他那里去与他同住。
Interesting. Here, I ask you a question. So, Judah asked, why do you show yourself to us, not to the world? Jesus answered,This verse, he said, if you love me and keep my commandments, my Father will love you and my Father and me will come to your home. Does Jesus answer Judah's question? I ask the question.
那犹大的问题就是，主，你为什么向我们显现，不向众人显现？然后呢，耶稣的回答就是，人若爱我呢，我就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他，要到他那里去住。那耶稣有没有回答犹大的问题呢？
So who said yes? Who said yes?
举手 yes,
yes, okay.
举手。
Oh, who said no?
你觉得没有回答，你也可以举手。
Okay.
Yes and no.
Yes and no.
Yes and no.
Maybe.
So, what's your point? Yes and no. Okay. So, Susan has something to say. So, what is your yes? Why yes? Why no?
怎么说？耶稣
他
就是他不只是回答问题，他还是在问题，按照我的方法去做。
Okay, he's saying Jesus chose not to directly answer the question, and he just said, "You just do whatever I ask you to do."
Okay.
Then you see me.
Whatever I ask you to do, then you see me.
Do and then you see. Okay.
就是你做了，你就可以看见。
That sounds good. Very spiritual.
非常属灵的回答。
Okay. Any other answers?
Tamara,
yes.
Well, if you do what Jesus commands us to do, or me, people will see Jesus in us, I guess.
Oh,
people will people will see Jesus through
Christ. Okay, yeah, yeah.
他是说，就是呢，如果我们做神要我们做的时候呢，做事的时候呢，别人就会从我们身上看见耶稣。
Wonderful, are they all wonderful answers? The Jesus answer in a way that sometimes, when I first read this, I said, Jesus didn't answer the question. He want to see you. And why do you say I come to their home?
那对我一开始来讲，我就不太理解这一节。人家问说我怎么样看见，然后他说，哎，我要去你家住。
Which is more important, come to your home or see him?
那个哪一个更重要呢？来你家与你同住才能看见呢。
First see him and then come home.
第一先看见他，然后呢，他要来你家住。
However, come to your home is much much more important than seeing him.
那来你家住呢，比看单单只是看见他更重要。
However, the conditions for seeing him and coming home is the same.
但是呢，这个看见他呢，跟他来你家住呢，唯一的条件是一样的。
Now, she said, just keep what I do, what I said.
这个条件就是呢，就是遵行我的道，遵守我的道。
And he said, if you keep my words, that's how you show your love to me.
那呢，你遵守我的道呢，就是你爱我了。
And we do a lot of things with praise and worship, do a lot of things. But Jesus, the way you love me is really doing what I say.
那我们也常常就是敬拜赞美呢。可是耶稣说了，你真正的爱我呢，就是遵行我的道。
And the other things are very, very secondary for God.
但是其他的一些呢，一些事情呢，其实对神来讲呢，都是次要的。
And other things are, you know, what I mean is that the things are important, but for God, keeping His words, doing His words, is that's everything.
那呢，其他也很重要，但是对神来讲呢，遵行他的道呢，就是最大的。
From the Old Testament to New Testament, it's all about His word.
那从旧约到新约呢，都是关乎他口里所说的话。
So of course, by try to do His word, we need the Holy Spirit. Is that right?
那我们呢，靠着他，我们也需要靠着圣灵呢，行出他所说的道。
Need His forgiveness.
我们也需要他的赦免。
Need His power.
我们也需要他的能力。
However, he said, "That's the way you love me."
那但是呢，他说呢，这就是你们爱我了。
When you love me, I will come to your home.
当你爱我的时候呢，我就会住在你的家里。
Jesus is very practical.
那耶稣呢，是一个非常实际的一个人，一个神。
Do you want to go to a person who does not love you? To home, to go to a home.
你想去一个就是不爱你的家里，不爱你的人的家里住吗？
Okay, somebody he said clearly, I don't love you, don't like you. He said, I still want to go to your home.
那有一个人跟你很明确的说，我不喜欢你，你还要去他家住吗？
What kind of people is this?
这样的人是什么人？
I don't know how, what word you use.
我用什么样的话语来解释？
So these days we are learning a lot of things about understanding ourselves, show respect, receiving people, you know, how to communicate. But now a lot of people are doing very weird things, you know.
那我们现在有很多不同的教导啊，怎么样？就是尊荣啊，什么各种各样的。
Because nowadays people, So I use this word far away from God. So they don't know God's word anymore, and they do very weird things.
那我想说就是呢，就现在的人呢，离神的话越来越远，然后他们已经不知道该做什么。
Give you example. There was some years ago, on an aeroplane, something happened very strange.
那我给一个例子，就是呢，很多年前呢，有一次在飞机上有一些很奇怪的事情发生。
There was a mother and a baby. The baby was crying.
那有一个母亲，然后还有一个孩子。这个孩子呢，就一直在那哭。
So, the person sitting beside the mother was so irritated.
那个坐在这个妈妈旁边的另外一个乘客呢，就非常的难受，非常不舒服。
And they don't know each other. They didn't know each other.
然后他们也都不太认识。
Then he get up and spank the baby.
这个人站起来呢就去打了那个孩子。
I don't know if you, any father and mothers, you think this is an acceptable thing or a normal thing, you know.
那作为父母，你们觉得这是可以接受的一件事情吗？
No matter Chinese or Caucasians, Africans,
it doesn't work.
It's not your job. It's all right.
不管你是白人哈，中国人还是黑人，你都觉得没有办法接受这个事情，因为你不是他的父母，你没有办法。
You know, our Lord Jesus, He knows people. He's very healthy.
那呢，就我们耶稣基督呢，是他认识人，他也是个非常健康的。
If you don't love me, don't want to say what I.Do what I say. Why do you always want to see me? That's the question.
那耶稣也会问说，哎，你又不喜欢我，我跟你说的你也不愿意去做，那你为什么还要来看见我呢？想要看见我呢？
Do you want to make a friend? That person never do what you say.
那你想跟一个就是从来不做你要他做的事情的一个人
？Do you? Who does this?
你会想成为这样子人的朋友吗？
You know, making friends that.Build trust, and then I do things for you, and you do things for me. Of course, you listen to what my need is, all right? Listen to my heart, listen to my need. You do things for me, I do things for you. Then become friends.
那呢，就像朋友的关系一样，就是你听我的，我听你的，你帮助我，我也帮助你，你听聆听我的需求，然后你再去做。
The family members even more, you know, more than that.
那呢，就是亲人之间呢，那当然会做得更多了。
Come to your home. He says not just come to the well with you.
那这里呢，他不只是说去你的家，而是去你的家与你同住。
To be a family member.
成为你家里的一员。
A family member, you have to love him.
那成为家里一员，你就必须得爱他呀。
And if a family member you don't love him, and what's going to happen?
那如果成为家里的一员了，但你不爱他，你就会发生。
I don't talk further, okay. But basically, he said, "I want to dwell in a place they love me. I feel comfortable. They feel comfortable. Is that right?"
那基本来说呢，就是他想住在一个人的家，是爱他的，他也觉得舒服，你也觉得舒服。
Church is the same.
教会也是一样。
Many churches actually, Jesus does not want to be there.
那有些教会其实耶稣呢都不想住在那里。
We want to be a church. Jesus want to come to stay here.
那我们想成为就是一个教会呢，让耶稣想要来住在这里。
Now when Jesus become your family member, what's going to happen?
那当耶稣成为了你的家庭的一员，事情会发生什么呢？
You know, all the good things are going to happen.
那好事情都会发生。
In the coming days, many things are shaking.
那到末后的日子呢，很多东西都会震动。
He will be your protection.
他会成为你的保护。
Isaiah chapter 9 said he will be the wonderful counselor to you.
那个以赛亚书第九章说呢，他会成为那个就是奇妙的测试。
He will be your counselor.
他会成为你的测试，就是你的安慰者。
Counselor
就是那个保惠师。
He will tell you how to teach your kids.
他会教导你怎么教导你的孩子。
How to build up your marriage.
怎么样来建造你的婚姻。
How to invest.
怎么样投资。
In the future, the investment will become very, very shaken.
那呢，在末后的日子呢，我们的这些投资啊，这些产业都会被震动。
Because many, many weird things are going to happen.
因为有很多很多奇怪的事情都会发生。
For sure.
这是肯定的。
And I heard news. It seems he's an expert. He said, United States printed money in the last few years twice, doubled the old money.
那呢，有一个我听有一个人，他可能是个专家，他说呢，就是过去美国过去两年吗？
过去几年？
几年美国就是打就是印的钱就是
超过
两倍。
And what I don't know economy, but I know that the value is supposed to be half. Everything should, inflation should be doubled. That's right. For me, maybe wrong. I'm not an economist.
那我不是个经济学家，但是呢，我觉得就是如果是这样的话呢，我们的那个 inflation, 我们的这个通货膨胀呢，可能会涨一倍。
Of course, United States, they harvest from all over the world. Is that right?
那当然了，美国呢也从全世界那边收割。
You know, Canada, he said, you know, how much money printed?
你知道在加拿大我们印了多少钱吗？
You guess?
你猜一猜。
Five times.
啊，我们印了五次。
Yeah.But government never talk about this.
但是呢，政府从来
五倍
的钱，但是政府从来都不谈论。
And can Canada harvest from the whole world?
那加拿大可以在世界上来收割韭菜吗？
Do you understand? You are not United States. Your dollar is not accepted by everybody. Okay.
我们不是美国，我们的加币呢，不是在任何世界上可以去兑现的。
So harvest whom?
那我们来收割谁？
Harvest you and me, Canadians.
就在收割我们，我们就是那韭菜。
You understand? This is a simple thing. Economists here, anything wrong today? Don't correct me, okay?
那我们
有 go to the breakfast. You teach me.
那我们有一个专家在这里 ，OK? 有牧师现在讲错了，请他先不要提。
I just use my simple logic.
那我只是用我自己简单的一个逻辑在分析。
So you see, what's going to happen to Canada? I don't know.
那加拿大会发生什么？我们都不知道。
So all the more we need the Lord to be with us.
所以呢，我们更是要需要耶稣与我们同住。
You know.When I look back, I say, Lord, thank you, how you lead me.
那我就是回想回看呢，我就觉得非常感恩神啊，你带领了我怎样。
I'm not saying I'm always keeping His commandments.
我不是说我一直都有遵守他的道。
But I try hard.
但是我只是努力的要遵守他的道。
I fear God.
那我也敬畏神。
When I first become a Christian.
当我就是一开始成为基督徒的时候。
When I open the Bible.
我打开圣经。
You know, as a scientist.If you think it's true, we just, you know, just, no. If we think something is true, you know, I was from a scientist, we'll hold on to it.
那我们作为一个科学家呢，我们的原则就是，如果我们认为这个是对的，我们就是坚持的去做。
If it's not right, don't bother.
那如果不对的话呢，我们甚至都就是不考虑了。
So I always tell myself, if the Lord is true,His word is true. I need to read very seriously and practice.
那呢，我当时就是，如果说跟我说，如果神是真的，他是真实的话呢，那我就读他的话语，非常的认真读，而且也做他说让我做。
If he's not true, I just throw this away.
如果他不真实了，我就把这个都扔走。
I don't bother.
那我也不会就是就继续的做。
So when I become a Christian, so I just try to.Do whatever the Lord says.
那所以呢，我就是当我成为基督徒以后，我就来行。
Whatever I understand, I do it.
啊，就是我所理解的，我就去做。
If I don't understand, sorry, God.
如果有些东西是我还不能理解的，那就是对不起了神。
If anything I understand, I do it.
那只要是我能够理解上的事情，我就来做。
If I cannot do it, I ask God to help me to do it.
那如果我行不出来的时候呢，我就祷告让神帮助我，我可以做出来。
And indeed, you experience the power, you know, Jesus so alive to me.
那是真的，就是我这样做的时候呢，我就会这么真实的感觉到神就在我身边。
There are so many stories, but I felt the Lord still wanted me to tell you some stories.
那有很多故事，那我还是觉得神要让我分享一些。
I think the Lord still wanted me to share a few stories about finance.
那我觉得呢，神想让我分享一些关于就是经济上的事情。
Because in the future, the first shaking people can feel is the finance.
因为呢，在这个幕后的日子呢，我们第一感到就第一波的这个震动呢，就是我们的经济。
And also because of the finance, people need to make many choices.
那因为呢，这个震动呢，人呢也要做出很多的选择。
That's also why Jesus make a contrast between serving God and serving money.
所以呢，耶稣呢就做了一个比喻，就是服侍马门那个和服侍神。
Why? Because he knows if people do not have God, they are going to serve money.
因为他知道呢，人呢若是没有神，没有不服侍神的话呢，他们就会服侍这个钱。
Because you try to depend on something.
那因为呢，你要依赖一个东西，依靠一个东西。
So in the church, sometimes we don't know how to talk about money.
那呢，在教会呢，我们常常都不知道怎么来谈钱这个事情。
But however, for my life, Lord showed many miracles. The most close to my heart is about money.
但是呢，在我的生命里边呢，就是我觉得最 touch 我，就最靠近我的心的呢，就是关于钱。
Because I just felt he's my father.
因为我就觉得他就是我的爸爸。
He's my father.
他是我的父亲。
So, now how does that relate to doing His word?
那这个怎么跟他行他的道来联系上呢
？I just give you an example. Many people want to hear God's voice.
那我给你一个例子，很多人呢都想听见神的声音。
Actually, hearing God's voice is not about. It's not a technique. It's not how you work hard, try to listen hard. No.
那其实呢，你听神的声音呢，并不是就是啊，你很努力的听，或者是有一些技巧的听。
It's the our condition of our heart.
其实是靠我们的这个心态。
Now just give you an example. If you see a lake in the quiet days, in the lake you see the mirrored images of the mountains, the trees, so clear. Sorry.
那比打一个比方，就是如果呢，你去看一个平静的湖面，然后这个湖面的反射呢，跟这个上面的这个影子跟下面的影子是非常看得非常清楚的，非常平静的。
Now why this thing can reflect this beautiful image? Because it's very quiet.
那为什么它能够很清楚的反射它上面的这个景象呢？就是因为这个湖面是非常的平静。
That quietness in Bible is called shalom, 平安。
这个词，这个平静呢，在圣经里边就是这个词 shalom 平安。
So the other day in our Bible reading, I also shared about this shalom. The Hebrew word has much more meaning than the Chinese word.
那天我在祷告会呢，也分享了这个词，这个 shalom 这个词在中文的翻译呢，这个词呢比中文平安这个翻译的深度会更多。
It means you are healthy.
那可以是你是健康的。
That's called shalom.
这就是 shalom.
And your relationship with God is right.
那你的关系跟神的关系是好的，这也是 shalom.
You have no trouble with God.
你跟神呢没有就是任何的困难。
Now even today when we read the Leviticus chapter 10, you know the offering the.You know, there's order, which is very important. The first offering is what? Sin offering.
那呢，我们今天比如说我们读的这个立位记，讲到很多献祭，这也是他献祭的这个次序是很重要的。
Basically, you make right with God.
第一个祭呢，就是赎罪祭。
Before you offer other things.
那呢，就是在神面前呢，你是没有罪的。
Before you do other prayers.
就是你在做其他事情、其他祷告之前，你先献上这个赎罪祭。
I encourage you to really read the Old Testament. You know, for sin offering, the only offer the guts, the fat on the guts.
那我们只是让你们建议你们好好读一下旧约，就是呢，他献这个赎罪祭的时候呢，只是焚烧这个腰子，这个牲畜的这个腰子。
What does it mean? You know, Old Testament is very important, which is basically, it's a phototype of Jesus, things to come.
那呢，这个旧约是非常重要的，它影射的就是耶稣的再来，就是之后要来。
So why the guts?
那为什么他要烧这个腰子呢
？When you confess your sins, use your guts.
当我们要是要来认罪的时候，我们要从这个肺腑这边开始就要认罪。
Yeah, literally, it's guts.
从我们肺腑开始，我们就要来认罪。
Don't use your lips.
不是用你的嘴唇来认罪。
So that's the first thing, make right with God.
那第一件事就是要跟神就是。
Second offering is burnt offering.
那第二个祭呢就是燔祭。
You know how do they do burnt offering?
他们怎么做这个燔祭呢
？I don't know how you read because sometimes the Old Testament is all you know all these things.
我不知道你们怎么读的，因为你读圣经的时候，旧约的时候，觉得有的时候很多都重复的哈，听看起来。
As if they are all butchers, all the priests are butchers.
好像那个祭司呢，都是那个跟屠夫一样。
It seems all this Bible try to make me to be a butcher too.
好像那个圣经呢，想让我们也成为像屠夫一样宰杀。
Actually, this is very important. The second offering, the burnt offering.
那第二个祭呢，就是燔。
The burnt offering means you offer your whole being to the Lord.
那这个意思就是呢，我们要把我们自己完全的献上。
Don't do half and half.
不要只是一半一半的基督徒。
You know, I'm half in the world, half Christian.
我半边在世界上，我半边是基督徒。
合并。
我们是全然的线上。
How do they do the offering, burnt offering? Remember?
他怎么样做这个燔祭的呢？你们还记得吗？
What's the difference between sin offering and the burnt offering?
那赎罪
read the Old Testament.
赎罪祭跟燔祭的差别在哪里？
They chop into pieces everything, not just the guts, actually every piece.
那呢，这个燔祭就是他所有的地方都斩碎了。就不是只是烧这个肺这个。
And every piece need to be burned.
那所有这一块块呢都要被燃烧。
Why it is so? Because your every being, your being need to be open to the Lord.
为什么呢？因为我们这个全人每一个地方都要献给神。
Your spirit, your soul, your mind, your emotions.
你的魂、你的灵、你的体、你的这个情绪。
Your health.
你的健康。
How you do things.
你做的事情。
All offer to the Lord.
所有的都要献给神。
Don't just say, you know, oh Lord, you know, I just this part I offer to you.
不要跟神说，神啊，我献上我这一部分。
My kids, it's my job to teach them. Don't touch.
我的孩子是我的工作，你不要来碰我的孩子。
I don't know if Chinese moms, sorry, Chinese moms always want to teach their kids.
不知道是谁啊？我们中国的妈妈常常都这样的。
Sorry to talk about mom. It's true. Is it true?
对不起。
Chinese moms always wanted to make the kids to go to Harvard.
中国妈妈都非常希望自己孩子去哈佛大学。
You know, okay, I offer this part.
我献上
church service, not my kids.
我献上我来教会服侍，但是我的孩子你别碰。
Not my husband.
那也别碰我的丈夫。
Actually, some other sisters, oh, I offer my husband to you, holy. Okay. 全然的交给你，我没有办法。
那有一些姐妹就是说我把我的丈夫全然交给你了。
But my finance, no.
但是
no way.
我的钱你别碰。
Okay.
不能碰我的钱。
So the burnt offering is that you offer everything.
那这个燔祭呢，就是我们要全部献上。
So next offering is what?
第三个献的是什么祭？
Good, you read the Bible.
非常好，就是 peace offering.
给自己一个掌声。
Peace
offering also means it's a thanksgiving offering.
那就是这个平安祭。
Thanksgiving offering also means
意思也就是感恩的祭。
And now, your thanksgiving will be received by the Lord.
那呢，这样呢，你的感恩呢，神就能够来领受接受。
Before that, what do you do?
那
first is sin offering.
第一呢，你要做是什么？就是赎罪祭。
If you have sins, do not confess. You block.
那如果你有罪，你没有就是认罪的话呢，你就会阻挡了这个，就是你跟神。
And if you just don't offer yourself to the Lord,
那如果你不全然的献给神，
And the Lord said in the Bible said, "You praise me with your mouth, but your heart is far from me." In Matthew chapter 15.
那圣经呢？马太福音就说了，你们用你的嘴唇来服侍我，但是你的心呢，却是与我远离的。
And he said, "Your worship is 枉然啊 ，in vain."
Yeah, 就是你在，就是我拜我也是枉然。
In vain means useless.
对，就是in vain 就是拜我是没有用的。
You know, people sitting here very smart. We don't want to do anything in vain.
那我们就做一群聪明人坐在这里，我们都不想做就是枉然的事，对不对
？Our investment should have a good profit.
那我们的投资呢，应该有回报。
As Duncan will say, "Amen." Any investment, there must be a good.good benefit.
那不管任何的投资呢，你都是希望它有一个就是回报。
Called, I don't know what his words. Revenue, income, net income, net benefit, good net benefit.
对，需要一个就是很好的 ROI.
Yeah, we don't want what we do is in vain.
那我希望我们做的事情呢，不是枉然的。
So that's what I did. I tried to do.
那我做了，我就是非常努力的去做。
I didn't want to be a Christian and do all these things in vain.
那我作为基督徒，我不想我做的事情呢都是枉然的。
So, indeed, you know the miracles happen one after another.
那是真的，就是神迹是一件一件事情，一件一件发生。
In the financial area, so many miracles. I don't know which one to share, but I felt the Lord wanted me to share for you.
那呢，就是在我经济方面呢，我觉得我神想让我来分享，有很多事情。
Many stories you have heard, and you can sleep, no problem.
如果你听过了，你也可以就是休息，不要听也行。
Sleep,
可以睡觉。
And when you sleep, Lord will give you some new dreams.
那你睡的时候，神会给你新的梦。
I just.When we first come to Vancouver.
那我就从一开始，我们先来到温哥华的时候来讲。
I was in the Bible school.
那我当时在那个圣经学校。
The first day when we step into that church, Susan's mother church, Mennonite church.
那我们第一次呢，就是走进这个Susan 的那个教会，这个门诺弟兄会。
That time we need jobs, of course. Susan at least needed a job.
那我们当时我们都需要工作，那 Susan 需要工作。
We had nothing, literally.
我们什么都没有，什么东西都没有。
And there was a brother knew her long time ago, come and greeted her and said, "Welcome to Vancouver again."
那呢，当时有个弟兄呢，就是认得Susan 呢，就跟 Susan 说，哦，欢迎你又回到温哥华。
And then he works for the government, and he said there is opening in the community center in Hastings.
那当时他就跟苏神说，哎，这个政府部门有工作机会，就是在这个 Hastings 上面的那个 rec center 那个社区中心。
But usually government these openings they do not advertise outside; they just do the inside.
那一般呢，这种政府部门的工作呢，都不会对外来宣传，它都是在内部。
But he said because he is inside, he said you can apply.
那因为这个人就是在政府工作，所以呢，他就让Susan 来去申请。
When she applied, and then those people said we'd have to test your computer skills.
那当他就是申请以后呢，他们就说，哎，我们要测试一下你这个电脑的这个技术。
She said, "Oh boy, you know that's going to be a problem." She didn't know computer well.
那这对她来说是个问题，因为呢，她不是很会电脑方面的事情。
I remember I just did all my best to taught her a little bit of Word Perfect those days.
那我就当时就教她我们当时用的那个文件Word Perfect 那个，我不知道当时叫什么。
Maybe you come to talk about that story. That time we need money. That's the first thing.
那个时候我们非常需要钱。
I was in a Bible school.
那我在圣经学校。
The tuition fee is extremely expensive. Regent College was famous for the tuition.
那个林真学院呢？神学院是非常非常贵，出名的贵。
是啊，我们自从这个美国被拒嘛，所以就神就感动我们，给我们印证就要来温哥华。
So we were rejected by the U.S. Visa, so we have to come to Canada. So we, because God gave us the confirmation, so we came to Canada. Vancouver, I'm sorry.
我们开了一些破车，从蒙特利尔就开了温哥华。
So we drove all the way from Montreal to Vancouver in a very like old car.
对，来到温哥华，那个车基本快报废了。
So by the time we reach Vancouver, the car is probably, you know, like it's almost end its life.
两箱衣服，几箱书。
So we have two suitcases of clothes and then a few cases of books. That's all.
身上就非常少的钱。
So we only have very little cash.
对，说到这个工作很神奇，就面试的时候他就说，哎呀，我要考你的。他对我的面试很满意，就是我讲广东话、国语和英文嘛。因为在那个就是社区工作，就要会这些语言。因为我是做接线生啊，接待嘛。
So they gave me an interview and they were happy with my interview because I know English, Cantonese and Mandarin. So because it's you work as a caller. So they want you to have this kind of skills.
对，但是呢他们需要我会操纵电脑。
However, they want me to know my computer skills.
我对电脑呢真是几乎是零。
So for me it's like zero. I don't know anything.
但是呢，当时呢，我还是表现得很有信心。
But I was trying to be very confident.
我说好啊。
I said, good, okay, sure.
回家之后就很沮丧。
But after I came home, I was really disappointed.
然后我就跟他牧师讲，牧师就说他拼命教我怎么用这个 work perfect 啊，学了一点点。
So my husband taught me, and then I learned a little bit about work perfect.
过了大概两个星期
，about 2 weeks later,
这个政府就打电话来了。
So they gave me a call.
他说我们聘你了。
We hire you.
我说你不用考我电脑吗
？And I said, don't you want to test me on my computer skills?
不用了，不考了。
And they said, no, it's fine.
到聘我之后呢，发现我真的一点都不懂。
So after I was hired, and they realized I actually know nothing about computer.
但政府呢，就还是很人性啊，就反正就聘你了，就耐心教呗。
But they are very patient with me because since they already hired me, they just try their best to teach me.
对，而且给我的工钱当时还是挺高的，因为政府工嘛。
And they also give me a very high pay wages like back then.
电话公司。
那这个就是把我这个当时给 part time。
But however, it was a part-time job.
就四个小时。
So 4 hours a day.
四个小时呢，就是说12点到4点。
So it's between 12 to 4 p.m.
所以按道理来说，我是没办法找别的工作的。
So for that reason, it seems impossible for me to find other jobs.
在得到这工作之前呢，我是在一个电话公司工作。
So before I working for the government, I was working in another phone company.
那就是9点到5点嘛。
So that was between 9 to 5.
那就但是工资呢比较低，9块。
But however, the wage was quite low, about like $9 an hour.
所以呢，我就跟我这个电话公司讲说，我辞职了，我就是不想做了，因为我有别的要做。
So I told this phone company saying that I'm not going to work for you because I now get another job. I got another job with higher pay.
电话公司这个老板呢特别紧张，不要吃，不要吃，不要吃。
So the boss was very concerned, said, no, don't quit.
他说你几点到几点不能做。
So what time you cannot work?
我说我是12点到4点，我干不了。
And then I told him that between 12 to 4, I will not be able to work.
那电话公司我是接线生嘛，就是帮一下注册新会员。
So I was also a caller with that phone company. I was just like, you know, helping people do their membership.
然后老板说没关系，我把电话接到你的家，9点到12点你帮我干，然后呢回家4点到晚上9点你再帮我干。
So the boss said it's okay, I gonna link this phone line to your house so that you can work from home, so you can work from 9 to 12 and then from 4 to 9 p.m.
Yeah.
So if 9 to 9
hourly pay.
Yeah, hourly pay.
Hourly pay.
然后呢就不用去公司。
So I don't have to go to the workplace.
所以呢就是从9点到晚上9点呢我都是 get paid 的。
So from 9 to 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. I got paid.
但那电话公司因为新公司嘛，注册这个很少人打电话。
But because it's a new company, the phone company was very new, so not many people give me call like for the registration.
So 我一点都不忙，可以在家做家务啊，干很多事，还有钱。
So I was not busy at all. I can stay in my house and do like the house chores with no problem.
所以呢，就牧师呢就可以专心上他的神学。
So,
学费非常贵，但是呢，还是我们就manage.
So that's how Pastor Bing can go to the Bible college.
You see, God knows how to do miracles.
那神呢知道怎么来行神迹。
So there are so many miracles after that.
那当然之后呢有很多很多的神迹。
In financial areas.
在我们的经济上。
Now we are still experiencing.
甚至到现在呢我们还在经历它。
But I just want to encourage everybody in the future.
那我就是鼓励大家在未来的日子
You know, do what the Lord says.
就是行神所说的道
You know, don't just think too much.
不要想太多
You know, why this, why that. Just do it, Lord will show himself to you.
就是不要想太多、就是、
That's the way.
做神所说的事神就会向你来显现
yeah, that's,
这就是唯一的道路
that's what he said. He will stay with youin your home.
他会在你的家与你同住。
That's the most wonderful thing.
那这是最美好的一件事情。
If he stays with you in your home,
当他在你家与你同住的时候，
your non-believing husband, do you think he will change or not?
那你那个不信主的丈夫，你觉得他会改变吗？
But you make sure Jesus stay with you.
但是你要保证神一直与你同在，一直与你同在。
When you are sitting here, Jesus is here, your husband is here.
那你坐这里的时候，耶稣就在这里，然后你的丈夫也坐那里。
What's going to happen?
你觉得会发生什么呢？
I know many, many sisters pray for their husbands.
那我知道很多的姐妹呢，都为他们的丈夫来祷告。
Oh, husbands pray for their sisters.
或者是呢，丈夫呢为自己的姐妹祷告。
Oh, you know, my husband, Lord save him, you know.
让我的丈夫啊，这样。
The best way to invite Jesus in your home.
那最好的办法就是邀请耶稣住到你的家。
Amen.
Hallelujah.
When Jesus is there.
那当耶稣在那里的时候。
Your husband either he will feel very comfortable.
啊，你的他丈夫可能会感觉非常的不舒服。
非常的舒服。
非常舒服。
Either he will feel very uncomfortable.
或者是非常的不舒服。
Either way, he's going to change.
不管怎样，他都会改变。
Hallelujah.
But remember, do God's way.
但是要记得要做神所说的道。
Jesus said.The what I commanded,
就是他所让我们做的，他所命令他的命令。
Don't do what Jesus didn't say.
不要做耶稣没有让你做的事情。
Jesus didn't say you go out there to complain about your husband. No.
耶稣没有说你到外面去跟别人抱怨一下你的丈夫。
Oh, that makes us Satan work. Okay.
啊，那就是撒旦的工作了。
So many there was a once there was a sister, she always come to the prayer meetings.
那有一以前有一个姐妹呢，常常来到这个祷告会。
And you join a lot of prayer meetings.
啊，参加很多很多的祷告会。
And her husband just.Doesn't like any spiritual things.
那她的丈夫呢？对这个属灵的事情一点都不关心。
But her husband make good money.
但是这个丈夫呢，很会赚钱。
And talk to the prayer meetings, she just pray for her husband, but most of the times accusing.
那她来到祷告会呢，她就为她丈夫祷告。那大部分时间呢，就是在抱怨她的丈夫，
控告
她的丈夫。
Actually, I seldom rebuke somebody. That time, I rebuked him.
Her. 那所以我一般呢都不会指责人，但是那次我就指责了他。
A sister, don't you know that you can come to all the prayer meetings? You don't need to work because your husband make all the money.
那我就跟他
说 so that you can be free to come to prayer meetings.
那我就跟他说，你看你这样有时间参加这所有的祷告会，你为什么有这样时间？就是你的丈夫在工作。
Shouldn't you be grateful?
那你不应该感恩吗？
That's the first. I think seldom I rebuke people. There are times I said you should repent.
那我就跟他说你要悔改。我很少就是这样指责人，但是那次我是真的这么说。
Of course, she was shocked, but later on she was grateful.
那她当时非常的震惊，但是之后呢，她当然非常的感恩。
Anyway, let's pray and thank the Lord.
对呀，
好，我们一起来祷告，我们来感谢。
Okay.We also pray for Anna because Anna is leaving
tomorrow
to China for how many weeks?
4 weeks.
4 weeks, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you want to say something or any prayer requests?
It's okay.
Just pray for them. Just remember them in your prayer too.
Yeah.
Pray for Susan's sister because
her daughter went to church yesterday and on the way home got a car accident. Now she's in emergency.
Oh.就是她的姐姐的孩子妹妹的孩子，就是去教会的路上呢，回来有一个车祸，然后现在在那个急诊室医院。
Yes, our Heavenly Father, we thank you.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Thank you, pray and thank you for your word first.
我们先为你的话献上感恩。
Because your word stands in heaven and on earth.
因为你的话语只是立定在天。
We know.Everything you commanded, you want us to do.
我们知道神啊，你说的命令，你希望我们来遵守。
So that you can bless us.
好在于你可以来祝福我们。
Lord, thank you. We know that you give us the Holy Spirit to help us.
主啊，我们也感谢你，我们知道你给了我圣灵来帮助我们。
Lord, we thank you. We are not orphans.
主啊，我们感谢你，我们不是孤儿。
Also, thank you for your blood.
主啊，我们也感谢你的宝血。
Our sins are cleansed.
我们的罪就得以洁净。
So we can always approach your throne of grace.
我们就可以一直的来到你这个恩典的宝座前。
So we know that your power, your love is available to us.
我们知道你的能力，你的爱都是一直向我们敞开的。
Thank you.
好，谢谢你。
Thank you. Even we have this right to pray for our brothers and sisters now.
甚至我们有这样的权利为我们的弟兄姐妹来祷告。
We bless Anna, Dustin, and the three kids.
我们来祝福 Anna, Dustin 还有她三个孩子。
In the next 4 weeks, when they are going to China and in China, your presence, we pray that your presence be with them.
那我们下个四个星期去中国的时候，就把你的同在与他们同在。
You protect them on the way.
在路上保护他们。
Come in and out.
他们出，他们入。
Protect them.
保护他们。
And also, you give them a chance to witness for you.
也给他们机会能够来向你来 做见证。
And they can invite you to be with them.
他们也可以邀请你与他们同在。
Lord, we just thank you. We pray for Christine, Susan's sister.
我们也为就是 Christine, Susan 的妹妹来祷告。
Pray for Yang Yang, her daughter. Lord, we just pray for healing.
我们为她的这个女儿杨洋来祷告，求你来医治。
And Lord, we know that you listen to our prayers.
主啊，我们知道你是听我们祷告的。
You protect this family.
主啊，你来保护保守这个家。
So let this incident become a blessing.
让这一次的事件呢，成为一个让他们蒙福的一个事。
Let the enemy be ashamed.
让这个仇敌呢能够羞愧。
Thank you. In Jesus' name.
谢谢神，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。